Bell City Boxing have announced on May 6th, they'll be hosting When Lightning Strikes, an 8-fight card event that's going to be happening at the Brantford Civic Center with doors opening at 6 p.m. There's going to be a lot of action with 2 championship fights on the card and some local fighters who are looking to get their hand raised as well. So it's definitely worth checking out if you're going to be in the Brantford area. Tickets are on sale now, and you can find the link to purchase on Bell City Boxing's Facebook page. And make sure you are following our Facebook page here at Jukasa Radio as well, because we will have a pair of tickets to the event up for grabs. So tune into our Facebook page for more details about that in the coming weeks. But right now, here to talk to me about the May 6th event is Bell City Boxing's own Bill Williams. So thank you very much for joining me this morning, Bill.
Oh, my pleasure, Andy.
I wanted to start by asking a little bit about how the event came to be and just what made you think of bringing championship boxing back into Brantford.
Well, years ago, I'm probably about 9-10 years, maybe even longer, I ran a pro show in Brantford. I used to box with the Summer Hayes brothers, who Frank Bricker back in the day, their manager and my trainer, did a pro show at the Civic Center. I'm going way back. That was in the 70s. And then there was just a pro show about 6 months ago, I believe in November, called The Bond of Brothers. And that was the four brothers, the four Wilcox brothers from Hamilton, were on the show here in Brantford. And it was a great turnout and a great show. So I was talking to one of my ex-boxers, who is a business owner here in Brantford, and we said, why don't we try to do one ourselves? So here we are.
And so this is your first time promoting a show quite like this?
Yeah, well, the promotion is under Wisdom Promotions, and that's my ex-boxer, Eddie Wisdom. He owns the Ring Nightclub and Bar here in Brantford. So this is our first time doing one together, and yeah, first time as a promoter for me, or helping a promoter.
And how has the change of pace been? Have you been able to get into it a little bit more?
Yeah, and it's I didn't realize it's a lot of work. You got to get contracts done. You got to make sure all the fighters have their medicals. You got to secure the venue, secure your seating, your security. It's a lot of work. And it's only, we're just over 2 weeks out right now. So we're getting, we can see the finish line, and hopefully people come out and support it, because it's going to be a great night. There's never been 2 title fights in Brantford ever, so this will be a first.
And what can any fans expect when they come to an event? What will the fan experience be like?
Well, I can tell you one thing, just for women, for instance. A lot of women, they say, oh, no, boxing, I'm not going. But when they come, they just love it. They have a great time. We've got 2 bars on the floor, waitress service. You'll have lights going, and there'll be smoke when the fighters make their entrance to the ring. It's just a great atmosphere. DJ, music playing. So it's a great atmosphere and a great night out.
And as far as who's going to be headlining and what titles will be on the line, in the first championship fight, the Eastern Canadian title will be up for grabs between Paul Ispis and Marco Salazze. And then in the main event, the IBC welterweight title between Hamilton's Bradley Wilcox and Mississauga's Lerone White. Can you talk about those matchups and just your excitement you have to be able to be putting on those 2 matches in particular?
Yeah, I'm very excited. Marco and Paul are both outstanding young boxers. Paul just had a 10-round fight not that long ago in Hamilton. I think there's a little animosity between the two, a little dislike. So I think it's going to be an action-packed fight. Bradley Wilcox, amazing family of boxers. Bradley won his last fight. I believe it was a 3rd-round knockout. Lerone White, from what I understand, is a really good fighter. So that one's going to be fireworks as well.
And then there's also going to be 3 Brantford fighters on the card as well, with Johnny Mercante, Jennifer Williams, and Darren Fletcher. Can you talk about those 3 and what fans can look forward with their bouts as well?
Well, Jennifer's actually doing a rematch with the girl that she fought on the last show. And Jennifer, this will be her 2nd pro fight. The last fight was very close, so we're looking for another tough fight from Carlos Sorriera. Darren Fletcher is fighting a Jamaican kid who's a southpaw. So that's going to be a good fight as well. And Johnny McCanny coming back. You know, Johnny's been off for 9 years, but he's looking really good in the gym. You know, he's going to come in at about 250 pounds. And so you can expect some fireworks in that fight.
And all of those fighters train with Bell City Boxing?
Yes, they do.
That's awesome. And how important do you think it is to be able to offer an event like this for the fighters to be able to showcase their skills and just to be able to entertain everybody that's going to be taking in the action on May 6th?
I think it's really important, Eddie, because boxing is really big right now. You know, there's fights on almost every weekend from all over the world, mainly Las Vegas and places like that, big fights. These fighters are like Niagara Falls, Toronto area. So I'd like to have Brantford, if things go well, as kind of a base for them to build a fan base with the boxing fans here in Brantford.
And so you think that you'll be able to build on this and perhaps do more of these shows in the future?
Yes, sir. It all depends on ticket sales. It all depends. You know, it's a very costly endeavor. But, you know, if the fans come out like they did for the last show, we should be fine and be able to come back maybe in 5, 4, 5, 6 months, whatever, and do another one.
Definitely. And how has the engagement been so far? Have you guys been able to live up to the hype, I guess, so to speak?
Yeah, I think so. I've been very busy, but I think so. Tables are going. You know, general admission tickets are gone. We've kept them very cheap so people can come out and enjoy an evening of professional boxing. So, yeah, I think by the end of the day, hopefully, you know, the crowd is big and the evening is a great success.
And in terms of people coming out to support the show and the fighters, what is the goal there to maybe the youth who are coming out to look to watch these fights? What if someone comes out there and thinks to themselves or herself, maybe this is something that they would like to try? Can they follow up with any programs with the boxing gym?
Yeah, they can just go on our Belt City Boxing Club website. And they can phone myself or they can phone Coach Jack Blasdale and get any information they need. We have a kids class every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We also have an adult class on those nights. And we have competitors classes on Tuesday, Thursday. And we have an open gym on Saturday morning. So if anybody gets the boxing bug, they just got to give us a shout.
And can you just spotlight some of the skills that people can learn from participating in boxing and just training in general?
Well, they say, Andy, over the years that boxing is one of the most, you can get the most conditioning from is a boxing workout. So, you know, they'll learn self-defense. They'll get their cardio. They'll get some strength training. They'll get their boxing techniques. They'll get an all-round workout.
And just lastly, before we do get you out of here, do you have any particular fighter or a fight that you're looking forward to the most come May 6th?
I'm looking forward really to all three of our guys. Like Jennifer is the one and only professional female boxer ever in Brantford, from Brantford. Johnny is an exciting fighter. That's going to be a, you know, very exciting fight. So, and Darren's very experienced. I'm looking forward to all three of our local guys, plus the other fights as well.
And in terms of Jennifer Williams, she's a pretty big prospect, right?
Yeah. You know, Jennifer's, she's not a young woman, but she's moving fast. She's got a lot of skill. We'll see where we go after this fight.
All right. Definitely looking forward to it. And I want to thank you again, Bill, for doing this. Definitely wishing you guys all the best and all the fighters the best of luck. So hopefully it's a successful one and we can see some more high-level boxing returning to the city of Brantford.
Thanks, Andy. I really appreciate it.